Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What was the thing that made contact with your head? 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Stacy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was in high school, I used to be involved with the school plays. I wasn't one of the actors, but I was one of the sound people, kind of behind the scenes.
Sure.
And in between some of the practices, a bunch of us were goofing around, and we started playing tag. And it was an old-fashioned auditorium that had the old theater seats, you know, the velvet-covered seats that fold up.
Yeah.
And they're bolted into the ground. So we're playing tag, and I'm running in between the rows of seats, and the person I was chasing went up the aisle. So I tried to do this quick transition from in between the row up the aisle, and I lost my footing, and I did a face plant into the back of one of those chairs.
Oh.
And it didn't budge an inch.
How bad was your face?
I got a huge goose egg right in the middle of my forehead. And if that wasn't bad enough, both of my eyes went black.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yep.
Well, at least you were backstage.
Right.
That's a good point.
I mean, you lose a roll over that, man. Yeah. You can't, like, roll in there like, hey, just makeup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. No, I took a lot of crap from the crew for that.
I can believe that. Years ago, my buddies had played, same thing, high school theater, and they did, a talent show kind of thing. And afterwards, we're all just kind of partying, but we could climb up into the lighting system. So me and another guy climbed into the lighting system. They're all dancing on the stage below, and we had Lay's potato chips, and we'd crumple them up and rain them onto the stage. And everyone was enjoying, you know, their mouths are open, they're all catching stuff. We did not think about all the oil that's in potato chips.
Especially Lay's.
That's, right? It didn't cross anyone's mind, because everyone's just having fun with it. It's stupid. And this girl, one of the actresses that had performed earlier, slipped in a little grease spot, and her face planted hard against the wood stage. And I just remember, like, the music stopped, and, like, 40 kids just looked straight up at me and my buddy Tony, and were like, uh-oh.
Yep.
You know, but it's innocent, man. I mean, that was not our intent, but I'm like, can't do that. And we heard about that one.
What was the thing that made contact with your head? 206-803-ROCK.
Let me get this straight. You climbed up in the lighting system. We did. That's not what bugged them. You know you're not supposed to be up there. Yeah, we know, man. We weren't destroying anything. We're just having fun. They go, And you felt the need to take a bag of Lay's potato chips up there with you. Well, initially we were going to eat them, and then Tony dropped one, and then people cheered when it happened, so we crumpled it up. And you didn't think about all the oil that would come off. So, no. But you broke a little girl's face. Yes, we know.
And nobody would think about that.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
Nobody did. But now I make that mental note. Don't do that. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I've got one where my brother and I were trying to resupply my grandparents' wood stack over the summer for the winter. And he was cleared and I was chopping. Well, he got in quick and I never heard an axe ring when it hit his forehead.
Ooh.
I mean,
on a backswing?
Yeah, I was coming up. He went in to grab the wood, and dude, trust me, he's got a half a moon about 3/4 inch long
on his forehead.
Yep.
So you hit him with the back of the blade, essentially.
No, I hit him with the front of it.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
How bad was the damage?
I never seen anybody bleed that bad for a small cut. It was just like, and the ring, I can remember to this day how that ring sounded. It was like, ding,
yep.
For an axe.
Yep.
Do you still know this guy?
That's my brother.
Oh, your brother. Okay, so does he still have the scar?
Oh, yeah. But the thing was is that he kind of got a little even when we were playing Frisbee in the quad. When I was a senior or junior in high school, it allowed you to have a football and, you know, throw a Frisbee around back in my day. And he threw it hard. I went left. I hit one of them upright poles that hold the breezeway between, you know, sections of the school.
Yeah.
My head hit first, knee hit second, and the next thing I remember was the principal asking me what my name was.
And could you remember?
No.
Really?
That's a weird phenomenon, because sometimes you feel like you're asleep for like a day, but it's only a minute or like 30 seconds. You go into a dream state. You don't even know what day it is, what time it is, why you're lying on the ground.
But like, it's what weird. Goes to your head? Someone asks you, what is your name? And never have I not remembered. So like, are you panicking when you're like, you know what, man, honestly, I don't know. I mean, what is that sensation like?
Well, when I hit the pole, I took one step and then dropped. And then, I don't know, because I was in a nurse's office, so I don't know how long it took them to get me from there to there, but I still couldn't remember my name.
Damn.
I got 9 stitches in the middle of my nose, a broken nose, 2 black eyes, and I screwed up my knee pretty good.
And Craig, let me ask you this. When you do remember your name or when someone tells you what your name is, were you hoping for a cooler name? You know what I mean? Someone said, well, your name's Craig. You're like, damn, I was hoping it was Ace, you know?
I'm good with what I got.
All right.
Okay, but if you're in the Canadian Football League, right?
All right.
The goalposts are in the end zone, and then there's like 15.
They're in the front of the end zone.
The front.
Right, correct. Yeah. So I run a post pattern, right?
Oh, yeah.
I got a guy on the inside. I'm on the outside, but he's still on the inside, you know? And I look at that pole, and I'm gonna just brush the right hand side of it.
That's absolutely what you do.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
Is that illegal?
It's not.
I don't know. You use the post as a defender.
You can't. The problem is
just knock his ass out.
Trying to get the ball over the post. So strategically, it's not great for the quarterback. But there's nothing wrong with the play.
Just throw a high lob. I'm gonna run under it. There's 20 yards left,
and you just cut his ass on the inside.
Exactly. Boom.
Why do you? I just don't think that DB is just gonna hit it flush and stop.
Well, he's gonna have his head turned looking back at you, the ball. So if I have my eyes back and I look, but I see that post, man, I'm just going to breeze the inside of that post. And
I'm a thriller. There's got to be something about it, or they'd run it every down.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is.
Hi, guys.
Taryn Daly, Steve Mix from the Daly Mix Morning Show. What's happening?
Well, we're getting ready to hop on a party bus.
Yes.
And we're heading to White River Amphitheater.
Yes.
And we're going to break stuff with Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit.
Something to break.
Now, who...
it's all about the he said, who's, she said.
Who's playing with Limp Bizkit?
Corey Feldman.
No way.
Are you like...
No way.
Yes.
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
Is he still, Michael Jackson Corey is he still, Feldman.
That's what I was going to say. Is sold out?
I doubt it. I can't imagine that it is.
Well, Corey Feldman dresses like Michael Jackson.
Yes.
I mean, I know they knew each other. They were friends. But, I mean, he almost emulates him on stage.
Because who doesn't want to do that?
Not musically, but, you know, as far as his appearance
is like, I've seen Corey Feldman's appearance as of late. Seems like a troubled young man, but...
troubled young man in his 50s.
He's a late bloomer. Yeah. What is his style? Is he doing rock? Is he...
He's a pop
is he
guy.
Emo? Or?
I think it's like weird, like, spacey rock crap.
Have you heard any of it?
I know that he has a bunch of hot girls on stage, and I'm not sure if they're really playing instruments or if they're pretending to play instruments.
So basically, he has like the sexy version of the Cars for Kids in the background,
not
playing their instruments.
I think they're called like Corey's Angels or something ridiculous.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I've
seen some great clips online. It's going to be awesome.
Really? Encore last 3 songs, Bubbles, the Chimp comes out and plays drums.
Oh, no.
Brings the house down.
Money well spent.
All right, I got to ask you guys. So you get a random day off in the middle of the week. So you're going to be off tomorrow.
Yes. You're going to be hungover.
Now, can you just go home and go to bed and not still get up at 3:30 or whatever? Like on a, you know, maybe on the weekend you can kind of adjust, but can you just sleep through that feeling of like, oh God? You know, I realize since it's the middle of the week, is that hard to do?
Yes, I could. I'll have no problem. But I'll be okay, sleeping until 6:30, okay, and then my daughter's on my jumping on me, going, "Daddy, play, Daddy, play." And I'm like, "You don't understand. I was partying with Fred Durst, not really. But
I was partying. Yeah. I think she'd even be like, Fred Durst.
Plus, today's Fred Durst's birthday.
Is it?
Yes.
Happy birthday. How old is he?
I think 54.
54.
54.
Why do we know this? What is wrong with us?
Yeah, why do you know that?
I feel like you guys jumped on the Danny bandwagon just to get a day off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a weird kind of way. All right, Don, let's get into the sit and spin here so you guys can get out of here and head on down to White River.
Thanks.
All right.
The bus is waiting for us.
Yes, yes.
Is Corey driving it as well to supplement his income?
Shit.
I'm also your bus driver.
Today we're gonna paint all of us in this room, I guess, with the exception of Mike.
Yeah!
Mike, you're disgusting.
We have... these are the musical movies with the best songs. Mm. So if you're right, a movie that was also a musical,
okay,
these are the best songs involved. Obviously, a lot of these are actual stage shows as well.
Why not? If you're going to do a musical movie, you might as well put it on Broadway, because Broadway can't help but just freaking sing everything.
Yeah.
You can't just say, like, how are you today? I'm doing well. I'm glad you're... Like, no, man, just say you're fine.
Oh, the one I agreed to was Rock of Ages.
Right.
It was at the Paramount, right?
Yep.
I'm going to go see this. Still sucked.
Oh.
I still couldn't take it. Even though all the 80s music was there, the 90s music was there, I was just like, yes.
Really? Still nothing?
What about, like, Tommy?
I'm not a fan.
I mean, Jersey Boys.
Oh, God. That's better. I like Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that to me was great.
I loved it. Yeah.
I did too.
That, really?
Didn't like the movie. Loved the musical.
No, it was actually...
Book of Mormon's good. That's a musical.
Hell yeah.
Is it funny, though?
Yes.
Okay, see, that makes a difference.
Take a very religious person with you, and then it gets even funnier.
Yes. So today, these are the best musical movies with the best songs.
Number 10. I'm singing in the rain.
I mean, come on. I know it's a nostalgic song, but honest to God, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate this song?
This song?
This song.
Zero.
Right. You know, the dance sequences were great.
You also have to remember.
They really were.
But we're just talking song. Like, if my kid said, I wrote a song and this is what they sang to me, I'd have to abuse him. Like, I'd have to slap him, like, stop. Put down the instrument, do not sing again.
Where it rains, people don't sing like this. It's like Soundgarden and Alice in Chains. Where it rains, that's how people sing.
I'm singing.
He's obviously in a dry environment and happy it's raining for a change, you know?
But this, like, triggers a memory for me when I was a kid, because, like, my dad, we'd be walking, my dad's yelling at us all the time, but then it's raining, he's like, he'll be like, I'm singing in the rain. He knows the song, and then he'll be like, Steven, shut up, stop kicking puddles. And I'm like, none of this is making sense, Dad.
10 musical movies with the best songs on Sit and Spin.
Number 9. Mamma Mia, here I go again. My,
this is a crap caller. The song already existed. ABBA was doing fine. And then you made a movie out of songs that they'd already done. By the way, this is a horrible ABBA song. And I'm an ABBA apologist, but this one.
You are?
Yeah. Dance Queen, bitch, come out.
Isn't
Young and Sweet, only 17.
But isn't Mamma Mia an Italian saying?
Yeah.
I mean, but they're from Sweden, or wherever the hell they're from.
But they had Italian lineage.
I only think about Queen when I hear Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, let me go. 10 musical movies with the best song.
Number 8.
You're an ABBA fan.
Again, it's nostalgic, all that kind of thing. I get it. I enjoyed the movie. The song blows.
I mean, they're calling this one of the best songs?
Really?
I mean, it is an iconic song.
It's iconic, but it's not
but good. I just thought...
Oh, it's not on my playlist.
Most of those old movies had song in them, but I never considered The Wizard of Oz a musical.
It is. I mean,
with Pink Floyd, it is.
I know, yeah.
They don't over-sing it, but, like, this song blows. This is the worst song in a movie, I think.
The one they missed on this soundtrack was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, yeah.
Elton John. Totally spaced on it.
Number 7.
Under the sea.
Okay, I'm down with it.
Okay, we're all in.
This is so good.
Is it?
Also, I just looked at the date. Did this movie for real come out in 1989?
Yes. God. It had to have.
I can't
handle that. I went to McDonald's to get the toys, the flounder.
Did you really?
Yeah. Still on the Christmas tree.
You rode the ride at Disney, right?
Oh, that it's so great with the tune playing. You're just like, this is going to be great.
Yeah, when this part kicks in, you're just like, this feels like an acid trip.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
This is Disney intended.
Now, that might be a fun day.
Ooh.
Man.
Too many kids.
That might be
I was going to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be a lot. I'd be willing to try that. These are the musical movies.
If you want to throw a $250 Disney ticket down the toilet, I'll try it with you, too.
Okay.
You know what? I'm in, too. Number six.
You know,
it's got to be the most famous musical.
Just last year, in fact, my kid's school put on a production of Grease.
Yeah. Nice.
No.
You didn't like it?
Are you kidding?
Were they singing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, look, to their credit, man, they all went out and they belted all of the iconic Grease songs except the actual theme song to Grease, which I do like. It is, when you're 13 or 14 years old, your voice is cracking, maybe don't have them sing these songs. It got a little shrill.
And then being the good father that you were, how many of those shows did you go to?
This time, all right, so they always put on four productions. Two years ago, I went to all four.
Oh, my gosh.
Because my daughter had one line. It was important to her that I see them all, and I saw them all. This one, and there are four, I only saw two of them. Opening night and the final curtain call.
Nice.
Okay. Oh, the good ones.
By the way, I don't even like Grease when it's done professionally, so it was...
See, I'm more of a Grease 2 kind of guy.
Personally. Oh, yeah, underrated.
How long is the child production of Grease?
It was maybe an hour and a half. Put it this way.
All right.
There's an intermission, all right? So we're watching this thing.
Oh, man.
And then the lights pop up, and they say there's an intermission. And my wife just looks at me and says, be nice. Because I always maintain, if there's an intermission, it's too effing long.
Well, the problem is, at a school, you can't go get a beer.
No!
Like, they're selling, like, brownies that some 9-year-old made.
Actually,
like,
that is not true.
Hard as a rock.
I should not share this. There's a bar, Ted, you know where it is, in very close proximity to school.
Did you do that?
Oh.
I bolted over there, powered down a shot. I got back. My wife smelled my breath. I thought she was going to stab me. But I'm like, shh, the place back.
Did your daughter have the line in the first half or the second half?
She did not have any line in this one. She was working wardrobe in this
Ooh.
One.
Oh. Did you compliment all the costumes?
Actually, the costumes may have been the best part.
10 musical movies with the best songs on Sit and Spin.
Number five.
Mr. Alonzo, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order.
Jot it down. You ain't never got a friend like me. I did watch this on Saturday night.
What is it?
It's Aladdin.
Oh.
That's Robin Williams as the genie. We watched it with Barrett. I completely forgot how scary Jafar kind of is. And right out of the gate, there's Jafar. And Barrett is like, ooh. So we might have jumped the gun on this one a little bit. But I did remember almost every word to every song in the entire movie.
But did you sing it?
Of course. And Brad was looking at me like I was a crazy person.
What about Barrett? Would you like, Mom, pipe down? They're doing it.
Yeah, he's like, Mom, shut the...
Oh, damn.
10 musical movies with the best song.
Number four.
My mother used to sing this because of her last name. She thought she was being clever. When I was a kid, it was funny, but like she still does it. And it's like, okay, listen, you're going to get a beat down. I know you're my mom, but I'm going to have to insult you. My wife watches this movie. It comes out like every Christmas. And
it's not good.
This thing pops on. It is 4 hours of a musical about Nazi Germany and the occupation.
Oh, if I knew it was that,
already,
I'd watch it.
Tough sales pitch. But she watches this, and usually I will make fun of her when she watches crap I don't. If I do it with this one, she will stab me.
Oh.
So I just get up and do other things.
She watches this every year?
Every year. And it's like 4 hours, man.
I don't think I've ever watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
He's really selling it.
It's gone with the wind.
Yeah.
These are 10 musical movies with the best song.
Number 3.
Round 2.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Anyone know what that means?
No. Umdiddle-little-umdiddle-eye or the first
part? It translates from Latin of I have syphilis. The kids didn't know that when they were sick. Was that not right, Mike?
No.
All right, I'm moving on.
Is it Lion King?
Lion King,
okay. Yeah,
really?
For sure. Yeah.
They had to film that scene like four times and kept dropping the baby.
I wish Ted was wearing his Hakuna Matata shirt right now. It's classic. Oh,
I do love that they do that at sporting events now, where they're like, tell everybody to hold their baby up.
Oh, yeah. They also do it on like a dog at the park.
Yeah, like a park at the park. Yeah.
Everybody's got the dog up. So,
by the way, what is the name of this song?
It's a circle of life.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, they're chanting here. If it's translated, I think it's something like, oh, my God, there's a lion.
Well, that makes, oh, my God, you're in Africa. Where else are they?
Tell me another continent with a lion on it. That's it.
City of Detroit.
Okay. These are the 10 musical movies with the best songs on Sit and Spin.
Number one. Be our guest. Be our guest.
Put our
service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry.
Beauty and the Beast, right?
Provide the rest.
Soup du I have a different version of the song.
Why we only
it sucked my D, but I have the full rhyme.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah, you can sing it to this. I'll share it to you off air. It's fantastic.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Just sing into the microphone.
Can't do that with a Limp Bizkit, can you?
Beauty wow. and the Beast after right. dark.
You guys have a great time tonight.
We sure will.
Oh, we will.
Absolutely. And enjoy the day off tomorrow. Okay, coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
I was just doing some art. I don't know how old I was, maybe 10 years old, somewhere in there. I had, you know, the colored contact paper. And
Yeah.
Just gluing crap together and just doing that stupid stuff for an art project I had. Well, she had zigzag scissors.
Oh, dude, don't.
For her sewing and for her cloth and for her, I guess, if you make clothes, I don't know why you need zigzag scissors. I'm not
but
exactly
But you
sure.
do, Miles.
But I was the kitchen table man, and I was using, if I would have pushed a 92-year-old woman in a wheelchair down a flight of steps, she'd have been less pissed off than me using those scissors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you think that I was Satan's spawn.
I just, look, here's the thing. And again, and I mean this, like, if you are one of these types that holds these pairs of scissors, and it does seem to be people that work with clothing or material,
yeah,
can you label them or hide them or just get a normal pair of scissors that says normal pair of scissors?
Right.
That's all. Mm-hmm. I don't know
you
that
know
they
what?
Make this.
Go get your own pair of scissors, man. That is the only solution here.
I guarantee she'd be like, why did you buy those scissors? I mean, yep. I don't know. I don't understand them.
I don't either. How are you becoming your parents? So they took one couple of different subjects, travel habits.
All right.
How did you become your parents on the travel habits? And here are a few of them. Getting to the airport incredibly early for no apparent reason.
No, I hate that. I'm a little guilty
of that.
I'm not. My wife's I understand you prepare for the worst case scenario, but I'm like, babe. Say the flight takes off at 7:30. I don't think we need to be there at 4:30. And I know you're saying just in case, but where I do take after my parents, my father specifically, things cost a lot more in the airport. So if I'm stuck there for three hours, I'm spending three times as much money.
Wanting to find the gate before doing anything else.
Yes.
Once you got to do that. I do that every time.
And then what, do you walk back to find the bar?
Yeah.
So I'm walking to the gate, I'm looking around, right? Like,
you're scoping.
Right. You might see a restaurant that you like or something, but you got to figure out how close is it to my gate or whatever. And I don't know why. The gate's not going to, like, not be there.
No.
Right to go put eyes on her, then make it a call on where I'm going to get a beverage and some food.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You need to travel with my wife then, because she pulled the scrap at the Philly airport. I want to stop at Chicken Pete's, because I know Chicken Pete's has, like, good wings, good pizza.
Yeah. That's right. Where I always stop at that airport.
You. Okay. No. Well, guess what? Our gate, even though we were in gate C, but we were, like, C9. So She goes, all right, well, let's go down to C9. I'm like, I can see it. It's where it says 9. We're in the... So we walked out, and now Cheeky Pete's is now in my rear view, mm-hmm. okay? But we have the kids with us, too, which plays into them. If kids aren't there, go to any bar. I don't care. But it turns out there's this other tap house, they want to call it, closer to our actual gate, all right? So we end up going there. Now, at the same time, a friend of mine who lives in Seattle, who happens to be from Philadelphia, texts me about her beer. So I said, by the way, I'm in your hometown. And he goes, dude, if you're in the Seagate, because he flies out there too.
Yep.
If you're in the Seagate because you're flying to Alaska, go to Cheeky Pete's because they have this crappy tap house. I said, I've already ordered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, right, because I fly Alaska. I know exactly where you are.
Uh-huh.
You can't be, yeah. Like, it's right down that hallway.
That's what I'm saying. We were closer to that.
And it's probably arguably some of the best, like, chicken wings, the kind of I've ever had.
No, I was pushing for Cheeky Pete's, but we were closer to the tap house.
And then you're saying this is in SeaTac.
No, this was Philly flying back.
I'm just saying, if you've ever taken the Alaska flight, because generally...
Go to Cheeky Pete's.
Like, the Philly flights, like BWI, they're always at the same gate, same times, right? So, like, a BWI, you could stop at a Green Turtle. It's not that far from that gate.
It's like the long hallway walk from hell when you're leaving Vegas. If you're flying Alaska, it's like the walk of shame.
Yeah,
it's the very last gate. You're just walking down there feeling like your head's going to pop off, like... Should I get a burger from Burger King?
I'm still not hung my nose. Yeah.
I will
burning.
Say, though, it's dope that Alaska's in that terminal. Because the other terminal there has international... gets so busy. Yeah.
And not only that, but there's a little smoke and gambling area down there, too. So that's key as well.
But it's a forever walk to a doggone Dunkin' Donuts. I'm sorry. That's all I ever get in airports.
I will say, I've been at that gate on a Monday morning after the F1 race. And obviously, it's all people going back to Seattle, right?
Sure.
There's this dude, him and his wife are sitting next to me, and like, I know he's hungover, but I'm not feeling great. He says something to his wife, and this other guy comes over on a layover, like a stopgap, who obviously knows the wife, and the wife like elbows him, and he's like, what? And then like that couple comes over, and he's like, oh, hey, blah, blah, blah. Like, how you doing? He's like, I feel like death warmed over, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's hurting.
Other ways you're like your parents, as far as travel habits are concerned. Going to the bathroom before the flight will board. Very important to do that.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Which is something
none of my kids had to pee. Do you guys have to go to the bathroom? No.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? Go check.
Yeah.
We don't have to go, Dad. So I said, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Then both kids go to the bathroom.
My wife and my mother-in-law cannot take a flight without getting that last call, just calling them out real quick. You know, say, hey, we're about to close the frickin' door. And then they make their way out of the doggone bathroom.
Yep. And the final one on this one, as far as your travel habits, that your one person says... I'm like my dad. I make airport friends at the bar. I'm always asking people where they're flying to.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. You know, how long you stay in, where are you originally from. The next thing you know, half hour goes by. It's like you've been lifelong friends with any airport bar, anywhere you are.
Sure.
You will generally start a conversation with a complete stranger, and half the time you would never do that anywhere else.
No.
I mean, I feel like generally if you sit at a bar, you're already kind of open to some conversation.
Yeah, sure.
But airport bars especially. Because you notice the people that always sit at tables mm-hmm. with their laptop. Like, they're like, I don't want to talk.
I don't want to be on.
Yeah. And people have courtesy most of the time. Hey, should I move my bag over for you? Or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You start the conversation before you even sit down on a stool. So, most of the time, I've never been to an airport bar and not talked to the person beside me.
No.
Ever. Half the time, they're the ones starting the conversation with me, because that's weird, because it's Seattle. They're not from here. They're flying out, you see.
Yeah.
So, but either way.
Yeah. You ever had a...
Random.
I've had it happen to me, and then I did it to somebody.
What's that?
Like, you're in an airport bar doing the standard conversation, and they have something terrible going on in their life, and you're like, oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry I asked.
I'm here for a funeral.
Yeah. And then... When I did it to the other guy, I felt bad because he felt so bad. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, all right, it's not it happens.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no way to know, right? It's 7 a.m. on a weekday, and he just went, good to have a drinking partner. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I can only have one. He's like, why? And I'm like, something's going blah, blah, blah. And finally, he's like, what is it, man?
Oh, dude.
I'm going to my dad's funeral. He's like, Jesus, I'm sorry.
No.
Like he just was ready to chat, get hammered. I'm like, any other...
Right.
Dang, yeah. I'm your guy.
Ted, it happened to me with my grandfather. My grandfather passed away. There was a delay in Charlotte, and I could not get on the plane. I'm flying there to go. It was the viewing was that afternoon.
Right.
The actual funeral was the next day. But I'm in the bar, and they kept canceling the flight. I'm like, and I'm wearing a dress shirt, too.
Right.
Like, I'm kind of dressed to just get down there and get off the plane and go to the, you know, where the family's eating. And it's kind of more of a loose casual,
Yeah.
Talking about your life and everything else. And they keep canceling on me. I'm sitting at the bar. It's the NASCAR bar. If you're ever in the Charlotte airport where they have like the the hubs that look like the bar stools and everything. And I'm sitting there. And this guy's like, hey, man, where are you going? I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm never getting where I'm going to go. He's like, where are you going? I'm going, Williamson, West Virginia. He's like, why are you going there? I'm like, my grandfather's wake thing just started right now. Because I'd been in there for three or 4 hours. It was only like an hour flight. I mean, I kept getting delayed. Like, he's like, it's right now. I'm like, well, the funeral's tomorrow, but like all the other family and friends are coming tonight. And he's like, it starts right now. I'm like, right now. And then like, I was just like, ah, no. Just keep pounding shots.
That's the way to go.
Want more of the Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Miles, you mentioned it. We are approaching or getting into fair season. I know, if it's starting this week. I know for next week for sure the Evergreen State Fair will be going.
I'll be up there at some point, though.
Up in Monroe. Always a good time. Don't forget to check out the Log Show.
What is the Log Show if I'm there?
They like I don't know if they do it twice a day or just in the afternoon. They have Lumberjacks? Mike, what is that competition called? They have like they're sawing logs, they're climbing logs.
Okay, all right. What do they do? Is it in the
It's like a late night ESPN type thing.
Yeah.
Right. So I know at the Evergreen, they had it 2 years ago when I went. Where was it? Like, not in the arena where they have the cars and the concerts, but kind of out towards the back, past all the animals.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I know where you're talking. All right.
Yeah. Look, it's one of those things. Before you know it, you're just like. I was with some people, and they're like, we got to get going. It's like, hey, hang on. I got to see what Blue Guy does. You know what I mean? Like, you get invested real quick. It's like, let's go. And it's kind of like monster trucks used to be, Miles. There's always, like, a couple guys from Montana and stuff.
Okay,
there's one guy from Washington. Like, come on, Washington.
Yeah, exactly. The evil Californians.
Yeah. Like, he's from Gold Bar. Like, goddamn right, he's from Gold Bar. So, as fair season approaches, you ask about fair food. I think a lot of people enjoy fair foods. We were talking about it yesterday. The number one reason, according to a recent poll, number one reason Americans go to state fairs is for the food. 81% said, look, that's a draw more than spending time with family and friends.
Damn. Well, you're hungry. You go in there for a few hours. Might as well get some food.
And again, that is one of the few times... You know, I think I don't care who you are. If you're a super fitness guy, if you're a parent with kids, like the fair, for whatever reason, is one of those times where you just kind of go, all right, we're just going to eat junk and have fun.
And the kids love it because you're just like, yes to everything. Can I get this big giant funnel cake that has chocolate? Like, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised, right? Like on the East Coast, I was used to funnel cakes. So you find funnel cakes out here. But sure. I had never had an elephant ear until I went to a fair.
Yep.
I was like, Jesus Christ, this is delicious. Mm-hmm. Also, the list I have here are the states that really enjoy their fair food the most.
Can we guess?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to say Texas is the obvious one.
Texas, not on the list.
What?
Wow. Yep.
Wow, man. I thought they were kind of not quite world renowned, but certainly country renowned for all the crazy foods.
How about Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, not on the list.
All right. And then. Ohio.
Ohio is second.
Okay. All right.
Finally. They need good food.
So I have a theory here, right? So number one is Vermont. Then you have Ohio, South Dakota, West Virginia. Miles, did you go to West Virginia State Fair when you were a kid?
Don't know where it is.
Don't guess no.
The fairs in our area had buckwheat pancakes. It was all about buckwheat festival.
Yeah. Right. I've heard of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on to the fair.
After West Virginia comes the Washington State Fair.
All right.
Arkansas, North Dakota, Tennessee, Florida, and Iowa. I will say, the Iowa State Fair is one of the most famous ones in the country.
Absolutely.
I think the California State Fair, God, what is that guy's name? Is it Chicken Charlie or something? He was kind of famous for, like, he's either the first guy to, like, deep fry an Oreo or something.
Okay, all right.
And nowadays, you know, with the Food Network, Travel Channel, you see these other state fairs. But, I mean, I remember... we were tailgating once, and somebody brought a deep fryer. And like, we had never, somebody was like, dude, I heard they're frying Oreos now. It seemed crazy out of this world. Of course. And we started doing that. But like nowadays, you know all this stuff exists. But back in the day, you just heard rumors about
deep fried Snickers, all that stuff.
Yeah, the Snickers was hard to fry. My other theory here, that these states, as opposed to a lot of now here's the states that say, we could pass on the fair food. Montana, all right. Then it's Rhode Island, Maine, Delaware, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Oregon, and Michigan. My theory here is that most of those states I just said, Delaware, Virginia, Oregon, even Michigan because of the lakes, you have access to boardwalks. Now, Ocean Shores doesn't have a boardwalk, but like if you've ever been to a New Jersey beach, a Maryland beach, like when you go to the boardwalk, it's basically fair food.
It's one big fair.
Right, it's up and down, right? It's corn dogs, slices of pizza.
We were just there last week, and my niece, I could not believe the size of it, but she's like, before we go home, do you guys mind if I get a funnel cake? We're like, same kind of theory, right? We're at the beach.
We got one every year we went to the beach.
It was the biggest freaking funnel cake I have ever seen in my life. I was like, you did say this is just for you. She goes, oh, yeah. I mean, she basically fed everybody with this one, but that's exactly your point. Like, the last time I saw a funnel cake, I was at a fair. Then we're at the beach on the boardwalk, and there's a funnel cake.
Right.
And corn dogs and all the rest of that.
Right, because I go to fairs now, but I don't know that I ever went to the Maryland State Fair.
I did once because I had to for work.
Right, but also, I don't know. When you go to the beach and you sit on the boardwalk, I mean, that's all the boardwalk is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's my theory on why, the states that really like Ohio, West Virginia, Washington, I think that's why you're really into the fair food. Because, you don't have a place to go get it. The corn dog is probably one of the most iconic.
Sure.
I'd say fair foods. You ever seen a foot-long corn dog?
I think I have.
No.
It is disturbing.
It sounds like too much dog.
It's a lot. I saw a guy once at the West Seattle, street fair, whatever, their summer fair. And the dude was walking around, and he had to point it straight out. And I was like, he knows what he's doing. Right? Come on, man. Put that, holster that corn dog, fella. Also, I would say state of Washington, it also depends, Iowa's famous. I think it also depends if your fair has a very specific thing. Mike, you grew up here. Correct me if I'm wrong. Can you buy Fisher scones outside of going to one of their trucks at a fair? Is there a Fisher shop?
I don't know that there is a Fisher shop, but they do have the scone batter, the scone mix on grocery store shelves, and then they also have a fair scone ice cream from Fisher.
You're not going to make it as good as they do.
No matter what.
That's why they don't mind selling it to you. Go ahead.
So I think if your state has a signature item like that, it's we got to go to the fairs. We got to get scones.
Well, and they're getting wise to it because I was at a concert earlier this year where they actually had a Fisher truck at White River where they were selling the scones.
That's genius.
Hell yeah.
Why not? I looked up some kind of famous fair food, just little things you wouldn't think about, but fried pickles, as we know them, started at a fair.
Okay.
I know people love those things.
I don't like them, though.
Really?
No.
You don't like them at all?
I've had a couple that I've liked, but for the most part, no. The last time I got them, they were strips.
Yeah. Folks, if you're running a restaurant, fried pickle chips.
Right.
Only
That's
psychos.
What I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, only psychos went to Spears.
All right.
Which sucks.
Probably your foot-long corn dog guy.
Yeah, because there's some restaurants I really like, and I'm just like, why do you have the Spears. deep-fried Oreos, again.
Yep.
Deep-fried butter.
Is that the Texas one? I think that came out of Texas originally. I'm not sure.
I remember for a while, I think it was Texas, they were doing deep-fried beer.
I have heard about that
one. I'll
try it. You guys ever gotten that brick of the curly fries?
No.
It's like all these curly fries, but it's literally
I have.
Brick.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one. It looks awesome.
The outside is
good. Yeah, but I like my fries crispy, so I figured the more
you're almost, problem, they're almost too they get, crispy.
Oh, really?
Because they're trying to get the middle right. So.
But I'm with you, Miles. I can get corn wherever I want, but I love it when they dip it in the butter, and then they have all the different seasoning you put on there. We mentioned corn dogs are a famous one. Obviously, if you're in Mexico, you would have this. But for Americans, churros really showed up at fairs.
Oh, man. Yeah, churros are awesome.
Cheese steaks. Shout out to the Midwest of Wisconsin. The fried cheese curd.
Oh, yeah.
So, people in Wisconsin have been munching on those for years. The rest of us didn't know. Then it's like, hey, they got them at the fair. Candied apples. You have to be real Southern and have to enjoy these. I'm not Southern, but I love them. Boiled peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's only, South Carolina?
And Georgia, basically.
You eat the shell.
Yeah, you eat the shell. They're soft. It's pretty good. But you're right. That's a very specific area. Miles, the blooming onion or the onion flower. Really? Onion blossom, as they call them. Another one.
Stolen from Australia and taken to our fair.
I like they go, think of it as eating it out back, except outside. So there you go. Enjoy some fair food, folks.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Connect with The Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-RUN.
Putty.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, sober, not sober.
Sober, currently driving.
All right, Justin. What are you picking on our men's room poll? Following three stories, shooting yourself in the thigh, being on a burning Ferris wheel, or being stuck in space?
Well, let's see here. I fell two stories, so I think I'll just go with one more.
How bad did you get messed up?
So I was working on top of a milk tank that was pretty high up, and I was up on a ladder, and the wind swept the ladder out, so I hit the ladder on the way down. My foot hit the ladder. My ribs hit the ladder. I cracked, like, three ribs and sprained my foot, and then called my boss and said, hey, I got all this stuff out. He was like, cool. Can you finish the job? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Damn.
So I climbed back up the ladder, finished the weld, and then get back in the truck and go home.
Well, all in the name of milk.
Yeah. In the name of milk. Great U2 song. All right, your question. What state is known for its Juicy Lucy burgers?
What state?
Yep. What state here in the United States is known for the Juicy Lucy burgers? I knew you would know, Ted.
That's about on par for them.
Kentucky.
Is it Wisconsin?
Close. Minnesota.
Okay, so does Wisconsin then have the butter burger?
Yeah, I think Wisconsin's butter burger. Right.
I know they stuff their burgers. Butter and cheese. I just can't remember which one does what.
And the original Juicy Lucy is kind of like the Philly cheesesteak. There's two places in Minneapolis that claim it.
Okay.
They're like, who's got the best one?
Are they across the street from each other like Philly?
I'm going to look it up, but I feel like they are very close to each other.
All right. Your question. What is the only book of the Bible comprised entirely of law?
Going through it right now.
You're going through this book of the Bible right now?
Correct.
Why?
Just part of the reading right now.
I mean, he's the fun police, man.
I'm just
I can honestly say I do not know a single one. So I'll just say the Bible.
The Bible. He's the ultimate fun police. That would be Leviticus.
Leviticus.
Everyone else had a story to tell. Leviticus, like, yeah, it's great. Here's your do's and don'ts.
Yeah, I'm just trying to read through it right now. I'm like, all right, what's in Leviticus? I did not know. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is just the hard down rules.
Yeah, he's a little uptight. Basically, Leviticus, he is what we call the fine print.
Yeah.
Like, this is all the terms you agreed to.
And it's slow. Good Lord, it's slow.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
I mean, I don't know that there's anything in the Bible, or else a quick read.
I understand this.
Exodus was good. Exodus was a good, you know, decently quick read, but Leviticus is just...
And it's dry, man. I mean, really, Leviticus is just like, good Lord.
And you say the same thing, like, in five different paragraphs, but there's one little change because, you know, something, it's a different circumstance.
Right.
For this, you need to sacrifice a cow by anointing it. And it's like, okay,
fine.
I'll have a cow.
You know what he is.
Well, then, bird
what does
offering.
That mean? Fry, make a steak on the grill?
You might get in trouble. Leviticus, I believe, was like the original HOA president. He's the guy with the clipboard telling you what you did wrong.
Was Leviticus actually a dude?
I
thought it was just laws. I thought it just meant laws.
Like Leviticus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Fun police to me.
The word Exodus.
What's that?
I'm learning a lot today about the Bible.
Perhaps.
About time.
We could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Sin and heathen.
Do you some good.
Hey, you know what? I would have no idea either way.
That's a good point. All right, your question. What is the capital of Portugal?
The man.
Who's from Canada?
What was that?
What is the capital of Portugal?
No, it's not
Tuscany.
The P. I got the Madrid. But that's not right.
It's a guitar. It's a Gibson.
Lisbon.
Lisbon.
Lisbon, you Portugal.
You started in Italy, then Spain, man. You got to get to Portugal.
Now, he was getting closer, though.
He was.
All right, Justin, question four.
And as Mike knows, right by Portugal, straight to Gibraltar.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Close to the Gulf of Mexico.
Straight of Travolta?
Travolta?
Straight of Travolta. in the world.
Travolta.
All I know is that part of the world, amazing food. A lot of Mediterranean.
It is amazing food. I will vouch for that. All right, your question. What does the Energizer Bunny wear on his feet?
Pink flip-flops.
How do you know that, Justin?
How do you not?
How do you know that?
Because he's walking around
in
all
he's been in him for 30 years.
I never looked at his feet.
You never looked at his big-ass feet.
No.
He's got very large feet.
He's only 6 inches tall.
Yeah, but I'm not checking out his feet. I thought you hated feet.
You can't miss it.
Okay.
It's a stuffed animal.
By the way, Mike, we had a question earlier. It involved Alice in Wonderland. We're wondering, why is the March hare the March hare? Our astute listeners are letting us know, basically, because that's when rabbits breed.
Oh, gotcha.
So he is the horny rabbit, is essentially what they're saying. The March hare.
I'm crazy for it.
Yeah. I'm the March hare.
I would never remember that. I would never know.
What, did he show you the flip-flops?
Yeah.
Flip-flops?
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Okay,
Steve. The Energizer Bunny. He's been going.
Do you remember that special when I wore this shirt the last time?
I remember the last time you wore the shirt to
work. But if that's the only shirt that
you
wore
that shirt every day, and somebody said, what shirt is Miles wearing? I'd be like, the Ace Frehley shirt.
Ace Frehley.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like no different than asking, you know, what's...
I just never thought to look at his feet. I know I'm not crazy.
You're not looking at his feet. He is 6 inches tall. You can't look at him and not see his complete outfit.
I never looked at his feet. He's banging a drum, right?
Yes.
I see that.
Okay, it's like asking what Scooby-Doo wears around his neck.
A blue collar.
There you go.
Is it?
Do you ever just stare at his neck, Miles?
I could have never answered that question either.
Really?
No.
What color is Shaggy's shirt?
I thought he wore a bandana.
No, it's a blue. It's a blue, just a blue collar.
Oh.
Fred wears the ascot.
What color? And why does Fred wear that?
Because he's a douche.
Wow.
I mean, hello.
Be Fred.
Fred is home.
No, he was getting it on with Daphne, although they always went behind closed doors.
Sure, he had a beard.
Daphne ain't getting it on with those.
I don't think he was getting. I think she felt safe with him. And to be honest with you, I think Daphne felt uncomfortable around Velma.
Yeah.
As far as those things go, you know what I mean?
You ever play with scissors?
Oh, you're blind without your glasses, aren't you?
Ooh.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Can we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and we have to thank V. Ted Smith for putting this one my way. But today we toast Samantha Hart of somewhere here in the United States. Look, we don't know much about her other than she recently landed a new job, and within the next 2 weeks, Samantha will be transitioning from her current position to a new one. Now, she says that she is excited about the new opportunity, but she also admits there's one thing that she's dreading, and that's how her name fits into the corporate email structure. For example, my name is Steve Hill. So my email address is shill@odyssey.com, or shill is what I read every time, @odyssey.com. So Samantha Hart will be S. Hart, or I'll let you do the math.
Mm-hmm.
And she just says, she even says, like, look, every time I get a new job, I go through this because nobody thinks about it until they put my email address in there. There's always just this weird moment. They look at it. They kind of look at me. She's like, I know what it spells.
If it didn't get to the junk box before that.
You know what? You're right,
I
man.
Don't think so, because I titled it what her name would be and sent it to Thrill.
Yeah,
that email went through.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So
it didn't flag it.
Yes. Once
I thought about that as I typed it in the subject line.
Right.
So S. Hart.
But I like that she admits it. She's just like, look, this part sucks, and I just hate going through this. But yes, shill@whatever.com.
Hey.
You know it's going to be your nickname. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the... throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-RUN.
Potty. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, sober or not sober?
Sober. Currently driving.
All right, Justin. What are you picking on a Men's Room poll? Following three stories, shooting yourself in the thigh, being on a burning Ferris wheel, or being stuck in space?
Well, let's hear. I fell two stories, so I think I'll just go with one more.
How bad did you get messed up?
So I was working on top of a milk tank that was pretty high up, and I was up on a ladder, and the wind swept the ladder out, so I hit the ladder on the way down. My foot hit the ladder. My ribs hit the ladder. I cracked like three ribs and sprained my foot, and then called my boss and said, "Hey, I got all this stuff out." He was like, "Cool, can you finish the job?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure."
Damn.
So I got the water, finish the weld, and then get back in the truck and go home.
Well, all in the name of milk.
Yeah. In the name of milk. Great U2 song. All right, your question. What state is known for its Juicy Lucy burgers?
What state?
Yep. What state here in the United States is known for the Juicy Lucy burgers? I knew you would know, Ted.
That's about on par for them.
Kentucky.
Is it Wisconsin?
Close. Minnesota.
Okay, so does Wisconsin then have the butter burger?
Yeah, I think Wisconsin's butter burger. Right.
I know they stuff their burgers. Butter and cheese. I just can't remember which one does what.
And the original Juicy Lucy is kind of like the Philly cheesesteak. There's two places in Minneapolis that claim it.
Okay.
They're like, who's got the best one?
Are they across the street from each other like Philly?
I'm going to look it up, but I feel like they are very close to each other.
All right. Your question. What is the only book of the Bible comprised entirely of law?
Going through it right now.
You're going through this book of the Bible right now.
Correct.
Why?
Just part of the reading right now.
I mean, he's the fun police, man.
I
can honestly say I do not know a single one. So I'll just say the Bible.
The Bible. He's the ultimate fun police. That would be Leviticus.
Leviticus.
Everyone else had a story to tell. Leviticus, like, yeah, it's great. Here's your do's and don'ts.
Yeah, I'm just trying to read through it right now. I'm like, all right, what's in Leviticus? I did not know. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is just the hard down rules.
Yeah, he's a little uptight. He is what we call the fine print.
Yeah.
Like, this is all the terms you agreed to.
And it's slow. Lord, it's slow.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
I mean, I don't know that there's anything in the Bible or else. Quick read.
I understand this.
Exodus was good. Exodus was a good, you know, decently quick read, but Leviticus is just...
And it's dry, man. I mean, really, Leviticus is just like, good Lord.
And you say the same thing, like, in five different paragraphs, but there's one little change because, you know, something, it's a different circumstance.
Right.
For this, you need to sacrifice a cow by anointing it. And it's like, okay.
Okay, fine.
I'll have a cow.
You know what he is.
Well, then, bird
offering.
What
does that mean? Fry, make a steak on the grill?
You might get in trouble. Leviticus, I believe, was like the original HOA president. He's the guy with the clipboard telling you what you did wrong.
Was Leviticus actually a dude?
I
thought it was just laws. I thought it just meant laws.
Like Leviticus?
Yeah.
I don't know. Fun police to me.
I'm learning a lot today.
What's that?
I'm learning a lot today about the Bible.
Perhaps.
About time.
We could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Sin and heathen.
Do you some good.
Hey, you know what? I would have no idea either way.
That's a good point. All right, your question. What is the capital of Portugal?
The man.
Who's from Canada?
What was that?
What is the capital of Portugal?
Is that... No, it's not Tuscany.
The P.
I got the Madrid. Madrid. That's not right.
It's a guitar. It's a Gibson.
Lisbon, Portugal.
You started in Italy, then Spain, man. You got to get to Portugal.
He was getting closer, though.
He was.
All right, Justin, question four.
And as Mike knows, right by Portugal, Strait of Gibraltar. And
there you go.
Uh-huh. Close to the Gulf of Mexico.
Strait of Travolta?
Travolta?
Strait of Travolta. Yeah, in the world.
Travolta.
All I know is that part of the world, amazing food. Love Mediterranean.
It is amazing food. I will vouch for that. All right, your question. What does the Energizer Bunny wear on his feet?
Pink flip-flops.
How do you know that, Justin?
How do you not?
How do you know that?
Because he's walking around.
He's been in him for 30 years.
I never looked at his feet.
You never looked at his big-ass feet?
No.
He's got very large feet.
He's only like 6 inches tall.
Yeah, but I'm not checking out his feet. I thought you hated feet.
You can't miss it.
Okay.
It's a stuffed animal.
By the way, Mike, we had a question earlier. It involved Alice in Wonderland. We're wondering, why is the March hare the March hare? Our astute listeners are letting us know, basically, because that's when rabbits breed.
Oh, gotcha.
So he is the horny rabbit, is essentially what they're saying. The March hare.
I'm crazy for it.
Yeah. I'm the March hare.
I would never remember that. I would never know.
What did he show you, the flip flops?
Yeah.
The flip flops?
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Steve, the Energizer Bunny. Steve, he's been going.
Do you remember that special when I wore this shirt the last time?
I remember the last time you wore the shirt to
work. But if that's the only shirt that you wore
that shirt every day, and somebody said, "What shirt is Miles wearing?" I'd be like, "The Ace Frehley shirt."
Ace Frehley.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like no different than asking, you know, what's...
I just never thought to look at his feet. I know I'm not crazy.
You're not looking at his feet. He is 6 inches tall. You can't look at him and not see his complete outfit.
I never looked at his feet.
He's
banging a drum, right?
Yes.
Right. I see that.
Okay, it's like asking what Scooby-Doo wears around his neck.
A blue collar.
There you go.
Is it?
Do you ever just stare at his neck, Miles?
I could have never answered that question either.
Really?
No.
You're what color is Shaggy's shirt?
I thought he wore a bandana.
No, that's just a blue collar.
Oh.
Fred wears the ascot.
What color, and why does Fred wear that?
Because he's a douche.
Wow.
I mean, hello.
Me, Fred.
Freddy's home.
No, he was getting on with Daphne, although they always went behind closed doors.
Sure, he had a beard.
Daphne ain't getting on with them, dude.
I don't think he was getting... I think she felt safe with him. And to be honest with you, I think Daphne felt uncomfortable around Velma.
Yeah.
As far as those things go. You know what I mean?
You ever play with scissors?
Oh, you're blind without your glasses, aren't you?
Ooh.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Can we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and we have to thank V. Ted Smith for putting this one my way. But today we chose Samantha Hart of somewhere here in the United States. And look, we don't know much about her other than she recently landed a new job, and within the next 2 weeks, Samantha will be transitioning from her current position to a new one. Now, she says that she is excited about the new opportunity, but she also admits there's one thing that she's dreading, and that's how her name fits into the corporate email structure. For example, my name is Steve Hill. So my email address is shill@odyssey.com, or shill is what I read every time, @odyssey.com. So Samantha Hart will be S. Hart, or I'll let you do the math.
Mm-hmm.
And she even says, look, every time I get a new job, I go through this because nobody thinks about it until they put my email address in there. There's always just this weird moment. They look at it. They kind of look at me. She's like, I know what it's spelled.
If it didn't get to the junk box before that.
You know what? You're right,
I don't think so, because I titled it what her name would be and sent it to Thrill.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So
it didn't flag it.
Yes.
Once I thought about that as I typed it in the subject line.
Right.
So that's Hart.
But I like that she admits it. She's just like, look, this part sucks, and I just hate going through this. But yes, shart@whatever.com.
Hey.
You know it's going to be your nickname. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.